Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take a stack of sources, articles, research, your notes, and distill them into the essential knowledge you need to be well-informed quickly and thoroughly.
Yeah.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into something most people probably think is, you know, pretty simple.
Very simple.
Process serving, the formal act of delivering legal documents, things like subpoenas or divorce petitions.
Yeah.
And you'd think, well, you just put in the mail or plug an address into your GPS and you're done.
That's the common assumption.
But our sources today show that in certain places, it is anything but simple.
Absolutely.
So our mission is to explore one of these jurisdictions where you need hyper-local expertise just to get the job done.
Yeah.
St. Landry Parish, Louisiana.
It's a great case study.
We're going to figure out why serving pagers in this specific rural area becomes this whole specialized field, one that can, you know, make or break a legal case.
It really can. And it's a fantastic mission because it gets right to the heart of due process. Well, the whole point is to make sure every party in a legal action has been formally legally notified. If that doesn't happen correctly, the whole case, it's dead on arrival.
From a small claims issue to something really complex.
Exactly. A divorce, a big lawsuit, it doesn't matter. And in this part of Louisiana, the services have to be really comprehensive just to navigate the difficulty.
So it's not just dropping off a paper.
No, not at all. We're talking specialized process serving, of course, but also things like court filing that's, you know, tailored specifically for the local court, the 27th Judicial District.
Okay.
And then all the support services like skip tracing to find people, legal courier services, even mobile notary support. It's a whole ecosystem.
And it's all designed for the challenges along that that I-49 corridor.
Precisely.
And that focus area is key. We're talking about the Acadiana region, so towns like Sunset. The zip code is 70584. Grand Coteau, Karen Crow, and Opelousas.
And Opelousas is the parish seat, which is important later.
It's a really interesting area. I love this one detail from the sources.
Mm-hmm.
That Sunset is called the rubbered capital of the world.
For the Zydeco instrument, yeah.
And I think that little fact is like a perfect metaphor for what we're doing. We're looking for that specialized local knowledge that an outsider would just completely miss.
Whether it's music or, in this case, legal mapping.
Okay, let's unpack this. If we're looking at that I-49 stretch through St. Landry Parish, why does it mess up the big nationwide companies? Why does a standard approach just fail so badly here?
It's fundamentally a problem of modern tech colliding with old rural geography.
So my phone's map app isn't going to work.
The sources are really clear on this. Standard navigation tools, your GPS, the mapping apps we all rely on, they frequently fail in towns like Sunset and Grand Coteau.
Fail how?
The addresses aren't on neat suburban grids. They're rural routes, or they're set way back from the highway. So an out-of-town server plugs in an address, and their GPS literally sends them to a set of coordinates in an empty field.
You're kidding.
Or a roadside ditch. It's a real problem.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because it's not just a vague, oh, it's rural problem.
Yes.
The sources point to a very specific, almost legendary issue. The old highway addresses.
Yeah.
Can you kind of paint a picture of that for us?
Absolutely. So imagine you're the server. You're driving, say, 60 miles an hour down a two-lane highway. Your app suddenly says, you have arrived.
Right.
You look over and all you see is a leaning mailbox next to a field. There's no house in sight. Nothing.
So what do you do?
Well, this is the old highway problem.
Right.
The legal address is technically on the highway, but the actual house is down a quarter mile, sometimes half mile, unpaved, unmarked dirt lane.
And it's hidden.
Completely hidden behind trees, maybe a gate. So a generic server who's on a tight schedule sees the mailbox, sees the GPS pin, and just assumes the address is bad.
Or that the person moved.
Exactly. They never think to drive down that hidden path without that deep local knowledge, knowing that this lane leads to that house. You just miss the target.
And missing the target isn't just a small delay. It leads directly to something called a non-service return. What does that mean for the person who hired the server?
A non-service return is it's catastrophic for a case. Mm-hmm. It means the server tried, they failed, and now they filed a formal paper with the court saying could not find the defendant.
Which stops everything.
It stops everything cold. And worse, it means the clock on the court's authority over that person, the jurisdiction, often has to start all over again.
So the generic nationwide companies, They hit this wall.
All the time. They issue the non-service return, and then, you know what they often do? They just mail the papers to the local sheriff's office.
Who are already overwhelmed.
Completely overwhelmed. Or they forward it to some inexperienced local contractor who's just as lost as they were. It guarantees delays, sometimes for months.
And you can miss critical deadlines.
You can have your whole case derailed or even dismissed because of a bad address.
So the expertise isn't just knowing the roads.
It's way more than that.
It's knowing the invisible boundaries and the strategy.
Exactly. The sources say this kind of expertise is built on like 2 decades of on-the-ground experience. It goes beyond maps. It's knowing the difference between the official town of Sunset limits and the parish roads around it.
Because the rules are different.
The rules for access, for procedure, they all change.
Okay, let's talk about the strategy side of it, because this is fascinating. The sources mention serving defendants who are actively trying to avoid it, hiding behind locked gates. That sounds like something from a movie.
It does sound dramatic, but it's a very real legal tactic in civil procedure.
So what happens? A generic server sees a locked gate and just gives up.
Immediately, they give up. But a specialized local server knows their job isn't done. The strategy involves legally permissible surveillance. Well, observation, really. To figure out the person's routine, they might watch the property after hours to catch them coming home from work.
Looking for that window of opportunity.
Precisely. The goal is to make personal service happen when the defendant lets their guard down, even for a moment. It's patience and timing, and it's based on being deeply familiar with the area. You can't get that from a nationwide service.
It really puts the process back into process serving.
It does.
Okay, so you've done it. You found the person down the dirt lane behind the locked gate. You've served them. But all that work is wasted if the paperwork isn't right.
That's the next hurdle.
Which brings us to the bureaucracy. So let's shift from the geography to the specific quirks of the 27th Judicial District Court, the JDC.
That's the critical pivot. You're right. When service is done, you have to prove it to the court and you have to do it their way.
And almost all the cases in this area, Sunset, Grand Coteau, they all go to the 27th JDC.
They do. It's located in Opelousas. And dealing with them is a whole other challenge because they require extreme precision in the documents. They have their own almost idiosyncratic filing requirements.
But why does the format matter so much? I mean, a piece of paper is a piece of paper, right? Why would a clerk care about the margin size on an affidavit?
It's not so much about the font, but about institutional standards and efficiency. The key document is the affidavit of service. It's the official proof.
The proof of due process.
Exactly. And if that affidavit is not formatted precisely how the judges and clerks of the 27th JDC want it, they'll reject it.
They'll just kick it back.
They'll reject it on the spot. And think about the consequence there. If the clerk's office rejects it, it never gets filed, the judge never officially sees it, and your case stops dead.
So all that work, finding the person.
It becomes legally useless. You have to start over. And you might miss that fatal deadline we talked about. Local experts know these preferences. They get it right the first time, every time.
So the secret weapon isn't just knowing the back roads. It's knowing the temperament of the local courthouse staff.
That's a great way to put it. It's about institutional memory. It avoids the administrative bottlenecks that just sink cases filed by outsiders.
And that's critical for divorces, lawsuits, all those complex cases.
Paramount, where timing and proof are everything.
So we've got the geographical challenge and the bureaucratic necessity. What does this all mean for deadlines? Legal actions run on a strict clock.
They do.
So how does this specialization translate into, you know, speed? The sources talk about 3 tiers of service.
Right. There's routine service where the first attempt is within 3 to 5 days. That's, you know, fine for a standard eviction or something.
Then there's rush service.
First attempt within 24 to 48 hours.
And finally, the top tier. Same day service, immediate dispatch. But I have to ask, in a place like St. Landry Parish, is that really possible? Or is that just a marketing tactic?
That's a fair challenge. The guarantee isn't magic. It's about prioritization and focus.
What do you mean?
Well, you have to remember that the St. Landry Parish deputies, they're public servants doing great work, but their main job is criminal justice.
Right. Arrests, emergencies.
Exactly. Serious felonies. So civil papers, like a notice for a small claim, they often end up in a basket for days. Maybe weeks.
And that delay is understandable, but it hurts the client.
It does. A private server, on the other hand, is hired for one job to handle those civil papers. If you pay for same-day service, your document goes right to the top of the pile.
like a temporary restraining order or a TRO.
Perfect example. Or an emergency custody hearing notice. They can dispatch someone immediately to meet that urgent 27th JDC deadline. That's just impossible if you're relying on the official channels.
That distinction is so important. A TRO can't wait for the sheriff's schedule to clear up.
No. The difference between a three-week backlog and a three-hour response time is, well, it's the difference between justice and irreparable harm. You're paying for dedicated, focused attention.
That's a powerful way to frame it. Now, for you, the listener, trying to figure all this out, yeah, it seems vital to know the scope, but also the limits of this kind of support.
That's the crucial warning. You have to be careful not to confuse logistical support with legal advice. We have to emphasize the legal boundaries here. The organization we're looking at is a process-serving agency. They are not a law firm.
So the information they provide?
It's for educational purposes only. It is absolutely not legal advice.
So what don't they do?
They can't advise you on your case strategy. They won't tell you if your claim is valid. They don't represent anyone before, say, the SEC or the IRS. Their work is strictly for the logistics of a court proceeding. They're the logistical arm of the legal system, not the advisory one.
That's a really helpful clarification. They're the expert guides for the maze, but you have to bring your own attorney for the legal direction.
That's it, exactly.
And for anyone listening who might need these services, the admin details are straightforward. You can upload documents on their website, and their physical office is in Karen Crow, Louisiana, which really anchors them in that region.
Confirms that local commitment.
So we've reached the end of this deep dive, and it's clear that in a place like St. Landry Parish, process serving isn't simple at all. It's built on a triple threat.
I like that.
You need the hyperlocal navigation skills, you need expertise in the 27th JDC's specific rules, and you need that tiered urgency to meet deadlines.
And they aren't optional. They're all essential.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture for a moment, mm-hmm, what's the core takeaway here?
I think the takeaway is how geography forces the judicial system to rely on specialized knowledge just to stay efficient.
Right.
And it makes you wonder, given how hard it is to serve papers in rural areas like this, what other critical local systems, maybe zoning courts or environmental boards, what other offices require that same kind of on-the-ground knowledge that a big general resource would miss entirely?
That's a great question.
It raises a bigger point about the true cost of prioritizing, say, low-price, over-focused expertise. It's not just about money. It's about the risk of your whole case being dismissed.
Absolutely. The goal is always reliability and efficiency. Sure. And you only get that when you combine logistical speed with deep local intelligence, knowing where to go, how to get there, and what the clerk needs to see.
That's the key.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the logistics of legal support in St. Landry Parish.